Ron and Ginny went off for baths after dinner. Harry and Hermione returned to the busy Gryffindor common room and their usual pile of homework. Harry had been struggling with a new star chart for astronomy for half an hour when Fred and George turned up. "Ron and Ginny not here?" asked Fred, looking around as he pulled up a chair, and when Harry shook his head, he said, "Good, we were watching their practice. They're going to be slaughtered. They're complete rubbish without us." "Come on, Ginny's not bad," said George fairly, sitting down next to Fred. "Actually, I don't know how she got so good, seeing how we never let her play with us."
"She's been breaking into your broom shed in the garden since the age of 6 and taking each of your brooms out in turn when you weren't looking,"
said Hermione from behind her tottering pile of ancient rune books.
"Oh," said George, looking mildly impressed. "Well, that'd explain it."
"Has Ron saved a goal yet?"
asked Hermione, peering over the top of magical hieroglyphs and logograms.
"Well, he can do it if he doesn't think anyone's watching him," said Fred, rolling his eyes.
"So all we have to do is ask the crowd to turn their backs and talk among themselves every time the quaffle goes up his end on Saturday."
He got up again and moved restlessly to the window, staring out across the dark grounds.
"You know, Quidditch was about the only thing in this place worth staying for."
Hermione cast him a stern look.
"You've got exams coming."
"Told you already, we're not fussed about any WTs," said Fred. "The snack boxes are ready to roll. We found out how to get rid of those boils. Just a couple of drops of myrtle essence sorts them. Lee put us on to it."
George yawned widely and looked out disconsolately at the cloudy night sky.
"I don't know if I even want to watch this match. If Zacharias Smith beats us, I might have to kill myself."
"Kill him, more like," said Fred firmly.
"That's the trouble with Quidditch,"
said Hermione absent-mindedly, once again bent over her rune translation.
"It creates all this bad feeling and tension between the houses."
She looked up to find her copy of Spellman's syllabary and caught Fred, George and Harry looking at her with expressions of mingled disgust and incredulity on their faces.
"Well, it does," she said impatiently. "It's only a game, isn't it?"
"Hermione," said Harry, shaking his head, "you're good on feelings and stuff, but you just don't understand about Quidditch."
"Maybe not," she said darkly, returning to her translation again. "But at least my happiness doesn't depend on Ron's goalkeeping ability."
And though Harry would rather have jumped off the astronomy tower than admit it to her, by the time he had watched the game the following Saturday, he would have given any number of galleons not to care about Quidditch either. The very best thing you could say about the match was that it was short. The Gryffindor spectators had to endure only 22 minutes of agony. It was hard to say what the worst thing was. Harry thought it was a close-run contest between Ron's 14th failed save, Sloper missing the bludger but hitting Angelina in the mouth with his bat, and Kirk shrieking as Zacharias Smith zoomed at him carrying the quaffle and falling backward off his broom. The miracle was that Gryffindor only lost by 10 points. Ginny managed to snatch the snitch from right under Hufflepuff Seeker Summerby's nose so that the final score was 240 versus 230.